Now, if you want to talk about dangerous professions and workplace hazards, then soldiering would have to be right up there. Martin Ansell went to Afghanistan with the Australian Army, and along with his parents, he told his story to Michelle Rayner.
He knew early, his whole life more or less, that that's what he was going to do. Didn't know the extent of what he was going to do.
It's called a combat engineer, but it's effectively a council worker that blows up things. That's how I've described it for a decade. The boss calls me in the office and he says, I've got a question for you. How would you like to leave for the Afghan in 3 weeks? I said, yeah, sure, no worries. He said, you don't have to talk to your wife. And no, she's happy with it. It's good, let's go. So I didn't call her. I waited till I got home and had a mate there for support because I thought, I don't know how she'll take it. I need someone to protect me. She came home and we're in the kitchen and I said, what's better than winning the lottery?
I just looked at him with a blank stare. I had no idea. And then he said, I'm being deployed. I went, oh, okay. When? Oh, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it was. I went, oh, okay, well, we better get sorted then.
This is the army life. Like, things can come up short notice, and we'd talked about it in the past. If something comes up, take it. At the extremes, it gets the minus 20 in the winter and 56 when we first got there. You're either in blinding light and desert, you're in beautiful, like jungly tropical things in the valleys where the water and the aqueducts work everywhere, and it's just a really nice, beautiful place, all white snow and glare. When we're on foot patrol, I just walk along and go, Salaam alaikum, sange, and that's peace be upon you, how are you? If they come back with, oh, kobas, that's, they're happy, it means good. Well, hobnes, and then they'd go into a rant about how we just walked across their fields after they've seeded something, because we walk on the fields so we don't walk on tracks, so we don't get blown up. And we said, very sorry, thank you for letting us walk across the field. If you say sange to the guys as you walk past and they just leer at you, and your thumb starts to just sort of sit a little bit more on the safety just in case something's about to happen. If you try and put the psychology into it, you'll outthink yourself. What would he do here? What would they do there? What would? And if you try and take that out and it's cold and calculating, it's, they can engage me in this manner, in this position, for this effect. And you walk along, you see a soft bit of ground, or you see a bit of ground with all the leaves over it. So I'm not going to step there. That's a stupid place to stand. I'm going to go around that door, I'm going to look at that door. It just comes down to the training. I remember finding this IED, and this particular area is always a bad area. There's always a lot. Before we got there, the Americans had been getting hammered a bit. I'd just seen the wheel marks from where we'd been this morning, and then on the other side of it, right near this cornfield, there's this covered, brushed over part like someone had gone over with a corn husk. And I'm not walking on that. I ran the metal detector over it, and I remember just thinking, getting onto a wire, and I think, oh, that's a funny looking, what's that doing there? Because for some reason in my mind, I thought it was the ring off the top of a milk carton, like the white ring off the top of a milk carton. And I just hooked my finger in it and sort of went, what's that? Oh, right. Yeah, we got one. If it hadn't clicked then, I could have been in a bad way, because if I'd have trod on it, it would have functioned, but it was hooked up to an anti-tank mine. Got about 2 kilos of military high explosives in it, and it's set up so you can't pick it up with a metal detector. I didn't tell any other guys I did that.
Watch. What did they call it? What was the car they were in? The thing?
Bushmaster. And you hear the bullets ricocheting off it. And he said,
oh. And then a big hole with the bloke that's 6 foot tall standing near. You could just see the top of his head, and I'm just laughing. And then later on, Roddy explained, well, they've just run over a bomb.
That's the hole that left, and he's standing in it now. Yeah, he said, you can watch that, but don't show anybody else.
Martin Ansell with his parents talking to Michelle Rayner. And that interview, along with 5 other Afghanistan veterans, can be found on the Retrospect website. It's full of so much detail and some very, very moving stories. Just head to the RN homepage for the link, And here on RN, you're listening to Earshot with me, David Rutledge.